Gentle tidings there, everyone. It's your favorite bombastic blonde bombshell of bicycle anti-industry and persuasion, Ronnie Romance. Hi. Thanks for joining us. Today we're going on a little ride down to the Hadline Ferry. Second longest continuously running ferry on the Connecticut River. Not bad for number two. Pick some berries. Speaking of number two, folks, make sure you're picking the right berries. Am I right? Alright, well, that's good enough. Let's up the hill. We're not really technically supposed to ride our bikes on to the castle. And it is a beautiful day in quintessential summer. And up and up and up. But that's what you gotta do if you wanna see things. And tone your thighs. The castle. Love this overlook. I come here as much as I possibly can. I may be here right now. Think about that for a while. There's that ferry again, back and forth. Back and forth. Oh, what do we have here? My Rivendell Atlantis 3. And I've owned three Atlantises, all three, the 1, 2, and 3. This being my favorite. This is the 59-centimeter size. We have a Ritchie Logic compact crankset, a 22 inner tooth and a 44 outer, so 32 middle. Atlantis. Let's tire down. What we got here is an Ultra Dynamico Mars 2-9er. It's a good tire, you should buy it. My standard derailleur, XTR M950. 1132 8-speed cassette, velocity cliffhanger, tubeless, Paul Moto lights, best brake on the market, in my opinion. So powerful. And that's where my spare tube is, and of course a Brooks B17. His grips were made in Meriden, Connecticut. Might put him on the site someday. It's a Simplex shifter, as per most of my other bikes. Pretty standard FSA set. It's the other shifter. Shifters are nice. Love the Rivendell lugs. I love this curved double top tube. I think most of you do. That's why you're here. Oh, who's that handsome guy? Fab's abs and waxed Cordura. You should certainly buy one of those also, in my opinion. And we've got some Uncle Ron's orthopedic upright back bars available through Crest Bikes sometime this decade. And let's talk about these chainstays. They are long. Probably not the best bike if you live in a city and need to get up a tight staircase or something. But they do offer a very stable ride, and this bike screams downhill. Does feel a bit clumsy on tight single track, however. That's a lot of space back there. But, you know, this thing's a performance Cadillac. An issue with the long chainstays is the long chain you gotta run, and unless you're using a clutched rear derailleur, this chain is flying all over the place on rough terrain. So I had to fashion this piece of wood to keep it from going in that direction, and it works. Great. So, you know, aside from those minor nitpicks, I do really love this bike. You know, the Atlantis was always my dream bike when I was riding Surly's way back when. It's no lightweight, but it rides steady, and I know no matter what situation I get myself in, I can get out of it on this bike. A combination of the ultra-low gearing, the capable tires, all-day geometry, of course the expertly designed handlebars. I find this to be my second favorite bike behind my Romancer, and I ride it an awful lot. I even have a few comms. I got a few comms on this bike. I hope you've enjoyed my Rivendell have a nice day, afternoon, morning, whatever it may be for you folks. Just know in your hearts that there are aesthetics and athletics, and that's all that truly matters in this world, folks. Okay, I'm Ronnie Romance, and this is my YouTube. Like and subscribe.